Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, our interview brought to you by ClinchGear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. Let's head out to Kearney, Nebraska, where the head coach there, Mark Bauer, recently fielded a team that earned third place, a tie for third at this year's D2 Championships at the SAP Fieldhouse at the campus of University of Nebraska, Omaha. He joins us now. Mark, how's it going?
It's going good. Just a little hoarse after all of it. I don't think I lost my voice until my 197-pounder's last match, and I felt it crack, and I was like, oh, no. But at least I made it through the whole tournament.
Well, you're not alone there, brother. There are a whole lot of men that were yelling and screaming, trying to be heard amongst the crowd. But your team, the ninth-ranked Nebraska Kearney Wrestling team, scored 67 points in a field full of national champion caliber athletes. And it's obvious that that is true because Nebraska Omaha only had one champion. You had one champion. I mean, the list goes on. It was, I think, wasn't it 10 different schools for 10 different weight classes?
That is correct. And again, it's something I've never seen happen before. You know, there were several schools, maybe three or four, that had multiple individuals in the finals, and to see a different individual from a different school to win a national championship at every weight, it's pretty amazing. It really is, especially when UNO had five in the finals. We sitting down looking at things on paper, kind of looked like they were going to win two or three of them. And like I said earlier, it's you can't predict what's going to happen at a national tournament. Anxiety's high, pressure's on. And you never know what's going to happen. But it was neat. It was neat to see that there was a different national champ from a different school at every weight class.
Well, Marty and help me say it, Usman out of Arlington, Texas, reached the 74-pound national title match with a 6-5 decision over eighth-ranked Chris Barrick of Shippensburg, PA. Usman broke a 4-all tie with a late takedown. How excited were you at that moment?
Well, I was excited. I will tell you, he wrestled Luke Reinisch in the finals from Wisconsin Parkside. He did have a close match in the semis with the Shippensburg kid, which he ended up winning. But I tell you what, it was one of these matches where, first of all, this was the third time we've wrestled him this year. We wrestled him twice last year. Young man's a talented kid. Not only has he got the talent, but he's very strong, very muscular. And he keeps a very square stance. He stays on the attack. And we came out right off the bat, started snapping him down to the mat, got a takedown. I felt like, wow, you know, we're gonna really keep it rolling here, and things are gonna go well. And about halfway through the second period, he got things going for himself and got a stalling call against us, and was keeping good inside position. Marty just couldn't get his double leg going. Normally, Marty's the type of individual that can lock, you know, their hands up on top and get some hip tip points, and we just couldn't get him turned. And it was late in the third period, we got called for stalling for a second time, tied it up, and immediately Marty snapped him down and out of the front headlock position, did a little knee flipper and put him on his belly, and we spun around behind and got the takedown. I don't think it was until that point where he got called that it fired him up a little bit again. So I think that stalling call came at the right time.
You know, if you think about the season that was, because it's over now, Coach. It's okay to take a breath. 44-1 on the season. An incredible record for an incredible athlete who came in to your program quite a bit smaller than he is now. Tall beanpole of a kid, about 6 foot tall. But he's changed his style. He's changed his wrestling ability. He really proved out that he was a senior on your squad. He was a leader, and still is to this day. But he earned that leadership rank. Talk to us a bit about his changes as a wrestler for you.
Well, you know, coming straight out of high school, we actually did recruit him. Tervell Delagnev was a close friend of his while they were in high school. And so we did recruit Marty straight out of high school. Unfortunately, we did not get him straight out of high school. He actually went to William Penn his first year. And through a series of circumstances that happened there, you know, he called us up and said he really wanted to leave. And, you know, we had our arms wide open. You know, we were looking for somebody for the 165, 174-pound weight class, and he'd already started to show that physical development that he was getting bigger. Yeah, he was, I'm pretty sure he wrestled 145 his senior year. He placed third in the Texas State Wrestling Tournament. But, you know, he had a lot of very exciting qualities for us. You know, one, he's a quick, big kid. He's got really long arms, big hands. You know, he could get in on leg attacks really quickly. And so it was something that we felt like, wow, you know, that's something we could continue to work on and develop. You know, he came in this summer between his redshirted freshman sophomore year. We actually took a trip to Germany with our team. And that was really kind of the first time I got to start working with him and getting to know him pretty well. And he did a great job on the trip. The guys fell in love with him. You could just see that leadership already coming out as a young kid. But he continues to work hard. He continued to work hard and get bigger and continue to develop. Finished third his first year here. Unfortunately, he had a major setback last year. Wrestled at this national tournament in Houston in front of his home crowd. We thought, man, this was it. You know, he was competing against a young man in the finals that we'd beaten three times during the year. Unfortunately, he had sustained a torn ligament in his hand at our regional tournament, and it just it affected him, you know, quite a bit. It was in his mind, and he ended up going on and losing the national finals as a junior. The other kid had 1:04 of riding time, and we ended up losing basically by 4 seconds of riding time, and that was heartbreaking. I mean, it was tough. But I tell you what, as any champion does, you pick yourself up, you get refocused, and you start working hard again, and that's exactly what he did. He's only lost this year to Stephen Dwyer, University of Nebraska-Lincoln, 2-0, very close match. You know, he's had some phenomenal matches this year, but it has been a long and grueling season for sure, and it was great to see him finish the way he did.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's trips like that trip to Germany that people discount. Well, you're just going over there for the trip, but it does so much more for you as a team.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's really special about those trips. It's kind of like camping trips. You go out there and you get to know a guy a little bit better, and it really does make a difference, and it can help you be a better coach too for that kid individually. That's what it takes. This may be a team sport, but you're coaching individuals to greatness.
Exactly. Got to get to know them. And it's one thing the NCAA does allow every 4 years for a team to get together and, you know, go on some type of a trip like that, and we strive very hard to try to get those trips in. You know, ironically enough, that group of young men the following year, 2008, is the team that we won the national championship with, and every one of those young men were on that trip, and it pulled them together. They really got to know each other so much better, and again, you know, their commitment to being successful, their commitment to being strong student athletes, it's not done individually. You've got to have people there to help you along the way. And in those type of trips that pulls guys together to you hear people talk about a family all the time. Sometimes I think it's a term that's used, a little overused in our society now some days. But it is so true. These kids are not with their biological families, but it's a family of young men pursuing and driving towards the same goals. And when they're closer together, they know each other, it's so much easier to make it work.
But it's such a small family, Coach, and I agree with you. It sometimes is overused, but ours is a small family with similar goals, and there's in every division, D1, 2, 3, NAIA, or junior college, there's only 10 of them. You know what I mean? There's 10 special athletes that will rise that year to the top, and only 10. Everybody else is second. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not diminishing second place. What I'm saying is that while we all share those common goals and that it's more about the common experience. We're talking with UNK head coach Mark Bauer about the Lopers tie for third at the NCAA championships that took place this last weekend at the SAP Fieldhouse. You can watch it online. A lot of interviews, by the way, up at themat.com as well. Mark, you mentioned one thing about arms wide open. and waiting for Marty to attend University of Nebraska-Kearney. This is not the first time this has happened. As a matter of fact, you have quite a reputation of arms wide open to a lot of individuals, one of which could have wrestled at any program in this country, and you're finding out right now that he can wrestle for the United States of America. We're talking about Travell Delagnev. He's just a really good example of that open door policy that you've got and that high level of athletes you attract. What's the secret?
Well, I always tell people the secret of coaching is caffeine, but get a little tired sometimes. You know, honestly, Scott, I truly believe that, you know, the foundation of a program is so important. You know, the vision of who you are and what you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And your athletes have to believe in that. I don't necessarily want to say you have to buy into it, because I'm not trying to sell something to them. It's just, this is who we are, and that's what we're that's where we're trying to get to. And we've got to be on the same page. Every coach in this nation at the collegiate level works with kids that come from different coaching styles, different backgrounds, down to little things like, you know, I call this move a slide by, they call it a pull by, or I call it this, they call it that. And it's so crucial in a program to have that foundation that everybody's on the same page.
Right.
And it does take a year or two for your new freshmen when they come in to see how it works and to really make sure they've got a great concept or grasp of the concept and what it is that we're trying to achieve. We keep the bar very high. You know, we have high expectations of every one of the young men that come in our program, and we tell them that. There is no, you know, settling for being the average status quo. They are student athletes. It is an honor to be a student athlete and to be a part of this program. We let our guys know straight up front, do you want to be a part of a classy program or do you want to be a part of an average program? Because that's their decision. And if they don't want to choose to be a part of a classy program, one that, you know, follows rules and lives up to our expectations, then we don't want them here. Bottom line.
Yep.
And our athletes, like a lot of programs in this nation, sell our program. You know, they're out there looking, you know, who out there fits the mold of this program and our ideals of what it is that we're wanting to achieve. And that's something that's very, very much drives our program.
Well, Coach, about a minute and a half remains, okay?
Yeah.
And in that minute and a half, you've got to tell me, on your staff, you've got a great staff that obviously buys into your theory and practice. Tell us who those guys are.
Ty Swarm is the head assistant coach. Ty was an All-American for me in 2000, graduated 2001, and right after he was finished, he became my assistant coach. He is a bigger guy. I'm a smaller guy, and so he really takes ownership of our bigger guys. I take more ownership of our little guys. It's kind of how our room is split, actually. But he works with the Youth Rehabilitation Treatment Center here in Kearney, so he kind of works with the really rougher kids in our state. But he really understands and does a great job of working with our guys. In addition to that, Joe Ellenberger is a grad assistant here. Joe was a two-time All-American for us, member of our national championship team. Trevor Charbonneau, lightweight, 125-pound national champ, 2007, is still here finishing up his work. We got a young man by the name of Josh Erickson, who is an alumni from here, that really focuses and works more with our guys in a counseling aspect. And then we have volunteer assistants that come in, like Frank Kachera, who was a national champ in 2003, and Jeff Sylvester, who was a national champ in 2004. And so on any given day, we've got a room, a staff that really cares about these guys, all young men that have been through this program and knows what to expect and knows what those guys should be doing in the room day in and day out.
No wasted time. None indeed. All right, Coach, I've come to the end of it. That's my time is up with you, and I'm going to let you rest your voice for the balance of it. But congratulations, Mark Bauer. Congratulations indeed. Best to the team, best to your staff, as the Lopers tie for third place at the NCAA Division II championships that I held this last weekend. It was a championship evening indeed. What an effort by all schools involved. Thank you so much, Mark. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate you and the opportunity to be a part of your show.